Welcome, I'm Willy Schaub, a program manager with the Visual Studio ALM Rangers, and have the pleasure of giving you a quick overview and demo of the TFS Branch Tool Nugget. Firstly, what is a quick response sample solution? Quick response sample solutions share information from the ALM Rangers working with the Visual Studio product group and services in response to feature gaps to supplement the product and knowledge base information. We ship the sample source code to quickly share the proof of concept and working solution. We never ship executables to avoid the quality and signing processes needed for binaries, and typically look to the community to pick up the sample and start a production style project similar to the Quick Response TFS Teams utility project. The TFS Branch tool was born in response to a user voice idea which stated that it is not simple to implement a consistent branching model as part of the team project or team creation process that complies with the Visual Studio TFS Branching and Merging Guide. The phenomenal team, as shown on the right, tackled two epics, delivering a command line sample tool and a Visual Studio extension. In this session, we will demo the extension and a quick way of customizing the models that are included by default. Seeing is believing, so let's switch to Visual Studio and have a look at the extension. After you have built the sample source code and installed the resultant extension, you will find the TFS Branch Tool extension in the list of installed extensions. For this demo, we'll be working against our sandbox on the hosted TFS service, and we'll use our demo folder. So let's right-click and select Apply Initial Structure. What you'll see is we have the basic branch plan, the feature branch plan, and the main-only branch plan, which you will recognize from the branching and merging guide. So let's try each of these plans. We'll start with main-only. And I will define a main-only subfolder for the sake of this demo. Next, we select Apply and watch as the magic happens. Form a get latest. And we'll note that within the main-only folder, our main branch has been created. So let's try this again. And we'll select basic. Click Apply. We'll note that a bit more magic happens. So what we'll see is the main branch was created, was checked in, a dev branch was created, was checked in, and then we created a number of folders within the dev branch. So let's check that out. So we go to basic, get latest. We'll find our main branch. Visualize that. We can see the hierarchy. And if we look within the dev branch, we will see that three folders have been created. And again, all changes have been checked in. So let's do this one last time. We'll select the feature model. We'll call this our feature demo. And I'll create that within a feature folder. Select Apply. And what we can see is that the definition for the feature branch creates our main branch. It will create a dev branch and will also create a miscellaneous branch, each with folders. Let's check this out. We'll get latest. We'll go to main and look at the hierarchy. We can see the hierarchy of main with feature demo and miscellaneous. And if we go to our feature demo branch, we can see that, again, the folders have been created and all changes have been checked in. So this quick demo showed the easy-to-use feature, which automates the implementation of the main-only, basic, and feature branch plans. Finally, let's switch back to Visual Studio and walk through the steps of creating a new model based on an existing one. Both the command line utility and the extension use the same branch plans, which are stored in the branch plans folder. For a detailed explanation of the branch plan, the commands, and the associated engine, we recommend that you enjoy the insight into the inner world of the TFS branch tool video on Channel 9. When using the command line utility, the branch plans folder is a subfolder of the location from which you are running the command line tool. When using the Visual Studio extension, you have to find the branch plans folder in your app data. I use the SysInternals process utility to show me the active location for the environment I am working on as shown. Let us assume that we need a ranges plan which uses the basic model but does not pre-create the dev branch and associated folder as seen in the previous demo. Instead, we want only a main branch with the code, doc, and video folders. First, we copy the basic folder and rename to ranges. We rename each file in the folder from basic to ranges. We optionally edit the image. We edit the HTML file and change references from basic to ranges. We then edit the branch plan and do a couple of things. We change references from basic to ranges again. We delete the action to create the dev branch. And we change the dev folder to main, where we are creating the supporting folders. Then save all changes. Close this. Now let us restart Visual Studio and test our changes. You can see the image has changed. We apply the ranges branch plan. Do a get latest. We see that we no longer have a dev branch and that the folders are now created within the main branch or folder. In this demo, we showed a quick model customization using an existing definition. To conclude, I have penciled down a few announcement, quick response, videos, and ALM Ranger links, which you can explore during your next coffee break to find the bits and related information. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for more ALM Ranger solution exploration soon. Ciao.